Episode 1122, The Champion Mindset.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How was your weekend? Can you believe it's already Monday? Yes, that means it is Mindset Monday, and we are chatting about the champion mindset. Do you have what it takes to get to where you want to go? It's a question we're asking. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. So what separates the best from the rest? Winning at everything or losing more to prepare for the win? The champion mindset changes the game of life. Many moments are consumed by failures and very little successes. At least that's where our mind wanders. How many times have you tried to win at everything only to find yourself conflicted in adversity? We get stuck in those ups and the downs, the wins and more losses. As I watched the Super Bowl, and I got to say, it was an exciting game. I must say I was impressed by how the game itself was played. Everyone seemed to be playing pretty fair. They all were sticking to their playbook. Then the unexpected turnover, the only turnover of the game for the New England Patriots, the ball being stripped from Tom Brady's hands. I'm sure if you're a Patriots fan, you were just, it was heart-wrenching, wasn't it? I know, it hurts when your team is losing. What happens when you're losing? It hurts. There's pain. Well, here, as this stripping of the ball out of Tom Brady's hand happened, it was little to less than like 2+ minutes left in the fourth quarter. Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles had planned for this to happen? Of course not. The Eagles did exactly as they practiced 3 postseason games in a row to get to where they were in that moment. Plus, they had many, many other years. The Philadelphia Eagles were established in 1933. Can you believe it's taken 84 years to get them to their first Super Bowl win? 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try, try, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try, try, try again. William Edward Hickson said that. He was the author of Time and Faith. How many times do we think about where we want to be in our life? Where is our mindset? Do we get stuck in our own failures and we replay those over and over again because, well, we know what it's like to be there and we're okay with the pain because we know what it feels like. But the wins, not so much. You look at what the Philadelphia Eagles had to go through just this season alone to get to where they wanted to go. They had to beat out 3 teams to get to their Super Bowl day, which was yesterday. And guess what? They showed up, didn't they? Try, try, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try, try, try again. How many times have your dreams been buried or extinguished because you were afraid to try again because you failed 66 times before or 120 times before that? You don't know what life is going to throw at you, the mountaintops and all the valleys. When you're knocked down, get back up. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. When you're knocked down, get back up. If you were the Philadelphia Eagles owners, do you think they wanted to win the Super Bowl their first year of being a part of the NFL? Oh, of course. You don't even have to think about it, right? I mean, anybody who would say, oh, yeah, no, I don't know. Super Bowl win, maybe not so much. Doesn't really matter. You're the world champion. You've established yourself saying you are the best in everybody. That's a pretty big win. It took them 84 years to get that win. How long is it taking you? Maybe you're complaining that it's taken 3 months to lose the weight that you really want to lose. Maybe you're complaining that you don't have the marriage that you want, but you've only been working on it for 2 weeks. Really 2 weeks. Putting forth the effort, not just kind of living the day to day. Maybe you're raising your children and you're just exhausted because it seems like all you're doing is yelling and screaming and taking things away and punishing them and disciplining them instead of actually hearing more laughter. You feel more tears and your heart breaking. Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles would have changed anything the past 83 years to get to their win, their 84th year? Get back up. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. That's what it says in Proverbs 16, verse 3. Get back up. Commit your ways. Once again, it's not about what you can do in your own strength, but what God can do through you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Can you? Are you relying on Him? Are you ready to rely on Him? There's a difference of being, oh, okay, yeah, I think so, because, well, it kind of works for me. Or you're all in with God. You're committed. The commitment doesn't mean that you're just there when it's easy. The commitment means that you're there when it's hard. The Philadelphia Eagles have done that year after year after year after year. And don't you think in the back of their mind they had a couple doubts? They were going up against the New England Patriots, ones that are going for another record. They've more than established themselves as world champions over and over and over again, and the New England Patriots wanted to have a back-to-back Super Bowl win. They wanted to come back and prove that they were world champions again. But the Philadelphia Eagles said, you know what? We're resilient. We're going to get back up even when we fall down. When you knock me down off my feet, I'm getting back up. And we're going to do that together as a team. Commit your ways to the Lord. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, not of your own, but of His. Number two, establish. Establish your actions in God's plans. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. That's in Matthew 6, verse 33. You have to establish your actions and how God plans your life. It's not about your plans, but it's about being open to God's plans and His opportunities. Get back up. He requires you to do the work. Wouldn't it be nice just to sit back in bed and eat the bonbons and just let 5 pounds of fat go away and 3 pounds of muscle come on and 10 pounds of fat float away and another 6 pounds of muscle to come on? That would make a great story, wouldn't it? But God says, you know what? I have a plan for you, but you have to be willing to do the work. You have to take aim. Establish your actions in God's plans. And number three, forge ahead. Stop looking backwards. Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles would have ever gotten and flown to where they are today, literally? To be now the world champions. Super Bowl 52. Mark this day. They didn't know what the outcome was, but they showed up every single day of practice, every single hour, every single minute accounted for. They put the work in, not knowing what the outcome would be. And here, they start their week off as world champions. Forge ahead. It says in Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You're already called a winner. in Christ's eyes. But the thing is you want to see the wind. You want to feel the wind. You want to experience the wind. You need to be taking action and forging ahead. Too many times our mind takes us what? Backwards. It's okay. We know the pain. We'll just stay there. Yeah, pain hurts. But why stay there? Because I'm comfortable? Because it's kind of squishy and I know what it feels like and I don't have to work as hard. And if I don't have to work as hard, well, I may not get exactly what I want, but that's okay. I'm just going to reason this one out. It's all right. What if you knew that your dream could come true in 2 years? Whatever that dream is, 2 years. What if you knew you had a guarantee that your dream would come true, not in 2 years, maybe in 10 years? Would you be willing to do the work that it takes? Get back up. Get back in the game. It's the champion mindset. It's not about winning everything all the time. The champion stands with the trophy and wins because of all that has fallen before. All the things that he or she didn't get right. But it's at that one moment that when he or she showed up, that everything came together. Call it coincidence? I don't. I call it God's plan. God has put a mission in your life, a vision. He's given you dreams and passions that sometimes you just can't shake. You want to be invincible? You want to be unstoppable? You want to be unshakable? Yeah. It's time to get in the game and get back up. You are playing the Super Bowl of your life. It's a pretty incredible Super Bowl. But you got to be willing to show up. Get in the game. Maybe you want some help with that. You're like, come on, I need some accountability. I need someone to come beside me. I don't know what to do. I've been stuck here. Whatever it is for you, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. If you don't recall, Take Aim means action ignites motivation. Yeah, God requires us to take action. He requires us to do the work. He's not just going to strike you with lightning. So if you want to see a difference from where you are today to where you want to be, click on that link, Take Aim. I have a gift for you. It's a free coaching call with me. Let's begin that conversation where you want your life to go. We can talk strategy, tools. I can pray with you. I can lift you up. We all need someone to come beside us. Maybe God's been working and tugging at your heart. Maybe you went to church yesterday and there was just something about it. God was working on you and you just keep putting it off and putting it off. Stop putting it off. God's got a plan for you and a purpose for you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. It's time to get in the game. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You are playing the Super Bowl of your life. Are you ready for your first win, just like the Philadelphia Eagles landed theirs yesterday after being a part of the game for 84 years? Would you be willing to do what it takes to get that Super Bowl win of your life? I think you would be. But it starts with the first step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. To be the champion takes the champion mindset. Get in the game and get back up. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.